You're listening to Vince's Verdict, brought to you by Unnecessary Roughness, bringing you a new generation of podcasting. Oh, and by the way, here is your host, the Juggernaut.
All right. Welcome back to Vince's Verdict, brought to you by Unnecessary Roughness. And I guess this is where I get to say I am your host, Juggernaut, with my good friends, Tony Jackpot and Nooks Knob.
Yep.
How are we doing today, guys? It's been a while since we've been on the show.
Well, we're doing good.
Yeah, all's well. Long time no here. I think it's been about two and a half years now. So
yeah,
it's good to get back on air.
Anything new going on with you guys?
Well, I actually got back from the dentist this morning, or so to speak, the dentist. And
how was that?
Good appointment. Love the appointment. But the dentist didn't make note of my teeth. Apparently, there was a little bit of a green-yellow dot on the bottom part of my teeth. And she's like, well, you've been drinking coffee or tea or some kind of soda. I was like, well, I didn't like go into details. Like, well, maybe I dabbled a little bit of tea or soda. I knew damn well I had a Baja Blast last night.
Are you serious?
That had to be it.
That's what he said.
Scout's honor. That's what she said.
A green tint?
She said there was like a small little dot on one of my teeth. She says it's not a big deal.
Where? Like,
I don't know which tooth it was, but she fixed it. She fixed it. 10-minute span.
You have a green nut.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But I knew exactly what that was. Yeah.
Was she a good flosser? Dude.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. No shit. Actually, let's not move forward yet because that's disgusting.
That's a reality check.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. Like, I couldn't get it from my toothbrush. I need to go into the dentist or the crentist and have that person scrape it off my tooth.
Green spot. I feel like it's typically yellow.
Yeah.
Plaque.
She said it was like, it was a lime green yellow. I knew damn well it's got to be Baja Blast. Because I had a full can yesterday.
I mean, so did I.
Oh.
Where was it? Is it in a spot that you should have got it? Or was it kind of hard to get to?
You know what? It could have been. You chipped a tooth, right?
Yeah.
It could be the fake tooth. Got it. Or the fake part.
Fake tooth?
Like the filling of the tooth. Maybe that part of it got it.
But that was like
I have filling right
that was a little while ago.
Yeah,
filling. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Shit question.
I like to think it's Baja. I don't know.
Holy fuck.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
She was a good flosser though.
Yeah, she said my teeth were 10 out of 10. Fantastic. Good brushing.
Right.
But there's just a little bit of a green yellow spot that she had to take care of.
I got faked. Just what? I got floss raped. I got faked.
You went to the crunch.
Oh, I did that too. Blood everywhere.
Dude, no, here's the thing though. She
blood?
She said I was so good at flossing. She said, like,
let's not go to
really white. Good. You floss great, but she just was an animal. I did floss. She said, you floss great.
Did your gums bleed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're just digging in like a saw, dig
deep,
yeah.
They dig deep.
You can feel it go.
That's horrible.
Ugh. I don't even know how to describe it.
I floss too. I use that the pick.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
You use the like the one that it's like a stick and then floss at the end. You go
those are better. Yeah. But I actually like the floss, just the normal floss. Because you gotta like go to the left and right.
You actually use a normal floss.
Yeah, well, because that's
really
what they do.
Do you use a normal floss?
No, I use
the picks. The picks that are just the shorter ones, those suck.
Really?
Those suck.
They're only good if you have the metal thing behind your teeth because you can't put floss.
You can't put those
lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to pick it.
I use those green picks on every single one of my teeth, but I did figure out this one little strategy like a week or a week and a half out. I use these plastic, it's like the makeshift floss, you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like that long rod that our parents used to get. It's like long rod with a little bit of floss. But this is, it's just like a smaller plastic one.
Kind of like a stick and then.
Yeah it's just. Yeah, it's
those, are, those are disgusting.
Yeah, my, mine, what? Yeah, it's just a smaller
that's
one.
The easiest thing to use.
Yeah, but okay, you use it once and then it's dirty. And then you
use it all the time.
Agreed. That's yeah, disgusting. That's why you use like the plastic ones. You
those throw things. Out.
Well, you gotta I mean, rinse it. You gotta like rinse it and wash the actual floss
yeah,
off.
I do a little bit. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So we're on Juggernaut.
Yeah, welcome to Juggernaut.
That's happening.
That's talking about Necrentis for a few minutes. Pretzels. It's good crunch.
I love pretzels.
You really?
I use so many packs.
Do you like the sticks or the?
My only complaint. I'm sorry, off topic.
You're good.
It's only 100 calories.
You want more?
This is such a good idea.
Oh, boy.
Healthy pretzels?
No. Protein shakes. This will change the game. Here's what it is. Two types of protein shakes. Same brand.
Okay.
We offer a bulking protein shake and a cutting protein shake. So the protein, one of them, the cut protein shake, 100 calories, but 30 grams of protein. People want to gain weight, boom, 450 calories, 30 grams of protein. Well, same size. That's such a good idea.
So what?
Such a good
so,
idea.
So what would be the difference? Like where would you add 300 calories to a shake? What would you add to it?
Maybe you add like an oats thing. So there's a lot of calories in like oats.
I forget whatever.
But there's no, I know you're talking about there is, but there's no brands at the store.
Well, that's where I was going with. Yeah. So, Henry Cable, Superman, when he had to like bulk up, he actually has like 15,000 calories or something, and yep. He didn't eat it in like separate meals. It was like a huge shake.
I saw
and
that.
And he just,
huge shake,
like 10,000 calories in one shake.
10,000 calories?
It was like, yeah, it might have been less, but five, like, I
that's
saw it.
But
so
still
much.
A 5,000 calorie shake.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's out there. Wow. Or, like, somebody knows how to do it.
If you get a well-branded shake that has both and you can sell it in the Costco or something like that, that would be so – I'd love that.
So maybe the one small issue is with the Henry Cable shake, I assume that was probably all fresh. Is you probably prepared
yeah,
himself or some
it.
Chef made
yeah,
it.
No,
well, yes,
whereas – if you go to a like a Costco or a Kroger and you have to buy it off the shelf, you're gonna
so
need
convenient.
you're gonna need shelf storage. Meaning that bottle has to be good for like 30 days to maintain all those calories and good nutrients.
I mean, it's definitely
so I don't
the
know
same
if that,
other protein shakes out there. There's no way they're all.
Most of them are all like 200 calories,
but they're not like they're good for you. But like they definitely have stuff in there to make it last.
There's a lot of sodium. There's a lot of artificial stuff in there.
Well, but it would be interesting to see whatever that old cable.
Quick question.
I don't know.
The regular pretzel or the stick?
Who's one of the gas stations?
The buttered sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really good.
And the 99 cents for the cheapest bag.
Really?
Definitely.
Might have to pick one.
Buttered sticks.
So bad. No, I don't know. It would be interesting to see. I don't know what they put in that shake, but yeah, I doubt he would even say that. He's not allowed to do Superman anymore, right?
He declined it. So he was.
Asked him.
He accepted the role with the new director, and then he realized the cast, which apparently him and The Rock had a big beef because The Rock wanted to be over demanding and he wanted to control everything. And Cable said, this isn't my cup of tea. Then The Rock kind of backed out too. So it's kind of just a makeshift.
They showed up in Black Adam, right?
Cable didn't show. Did Cable show his face?
I thought there was like a cutscene at the very end.
I know Superman was there, but did he show his face? Or was it kind of like a shadow?
No, I thought that was him.
Oh,
it was Black Adam, DC. That was Marvel.
DC.
DC.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a weird franchise. Yeah. See the Flash movie? The
it
dipping
lost.
Sales.
You see it lost?
It's like 200.
So much money.
$200
million.
I'm not watching that movie.
I'm gonna watch it. Dude, still. All the comments, I'm gonna watch it.
All the comments said too, like, horrible. They said it was terrible for Keaton. People, I mean, some people didn't like give it a chance because they like Flash, and I get it. The dude's a weird guy. But, yeah. Like, some people just didn't give it a chance because of that. But anybody else in those comments just said it was a horrible movie.
Not surprised.
Really bad.
I mean, the trailer looked like it was a makeshift Spider-Man trying to throw a bunch of villains and heroes together. But this one seemed a little rushed. Like, did you see the timeline for this movie? It was supposed to be released in 2022, like early 2022. And then it just kept getting pushed back. I don't know. I don't know if it was the director saying, hey, this isn't good. We got to add some stuff. Or, hey, we got to delete some stuff. I don't know. But I mean, it got pushed back a lot.
As far as I'm concerned, Michael Keaton coming back, if you're going to do that, you have to do it right. Putting him in a random Flash movie.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
You can't. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think the idea was bad. It's just... it's got to be directed right.
Is there any good new movies to look forward to?
I looked that up not too long
ago. The two big ones are Oppenheimer and Barbie.
No,
that's right.
Yeah,
good call.
Both of which I probably won't watch. But Oppenheimer, I'm gonna watch that one.
I mean, I might watch Barbie for all the wrong reasons, but
Ryan Gosling.
You're getting closer.
I thought I hit the joke, but
yeah, I mean, those will be big. You'd think
people are going crazy for that day. Like, they're gonna watch Oppenheimer first.
It's a ton. They come out the same day.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, when's that?
It's like August. I think it's August.
So August or July?
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's coming. I don't know.
That's going to be crazy. I heard there's no CGI in Oppenheimer.
What is that?
That's like the weird... I don't know how you describe it. How do you describe CGI?
I don't know what it is.
It's... Well, you know what? Let's get a definition so I don't sound like a complete idiot.
Is it like...
It's like the...
Computer-generated intelligence.
Close. Imagery.
That's actually a really good guess.
Generated imagery. Yes.
That's the... Yeah. That just means that...
I don't know how to describe it. Like,
there's no, like, green screens. There's no, like... You ever seen those, like, the...
God, you're stupid. Anyway.
It's just, like, fake... I can't explain it. Fuck this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know what it is, but I can't describe it.
I guess I'm kind of having a really tough time wrapping my head around this.
Think about Marvel movies. It's all CGI.
Okay.
Think about Guardians of the Galaxy. But all the
Avatar.
No. I understand that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That I understand. What I don't understand is, isn't the movie about, like, a bomb? Like, the atomic bomb? And right. There's no CGI? Yeah.
That's what's kind of wild.
Did they actually create their own bomb? He just said there's no CGI.
He said no.
The majority of the movie is probably not just blowing up shit. It's a good plot.
No, but you still have to blow up a bomb.
That's from Chris Nolan himself. He said no CGI.
I mean, I feel like if you don't blow up a bomb, then it kind of defeats the purpose of the movie.
I did hear the next, as far as like TV shows go, I heard the next like Bachelorette is coming up or whatever.
It's on.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's the former Bachelorette. I can't think of her name, but
Charity?
Yes, that's
Charity
it.
Lawson.
Yeah.
Yes. This is okay. I mean, I think I know how to win that. The Bachelorette or Bachelor, whatever it is. I think that's pretty easy. I'd win the Bachelorette.
No matter who the guest is or if Charity's on it.
You know what? I would say win in my own terms. Because, like, a win for me would not necessarily be falling in love with the girl. If I do, great, I win. Fine. But if I don't, I know how to stay in the game long enough where eventually I just tell her no. And I get a free trip.
But don't you have to go through like casting and all the directors have to realize like, oh yeah, he actually is kind of in
love. You're just one of those scumbags there for all the wrong reasons.
In a word, yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, if Joker. Okay, the bottom line is this.
This guy.
You show up, get past the screens, okay? Like, you're in there. You fake it enough where you're in there.
Oh, my God. Fake it till you make it.
You have to get selected, okay? If you get selected, it's pretty easy to say you're there for the right reasons and you're in.
Oh, my God.
The next move is you have to realize that you're with, I don't know, what is it, like 29 other dudes who all think they love this person, but in reality, they have no idea. Okay, they meet this girl for a month. So as far as I'm concerned, if I do end up liking her, that'd be great. But I'm not going to act like this person's the best thing sliced bread. She's mine. Because you're only meeting her for a month. I don't know how you go in there thinking you're in love. That's the stupidest thing. So you avoid drama. Yeah. Girls half the cut. If you're not dull and boring, that's the first cut. The second cut's drama.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, definitely the objective you want from every cast member is the idea that they may be able to fall in love with that person. Like, they're open to it, not just, hey, there's a trip to Ireland. Let me go guzzle down a few Guinnesses real quick, and then I'll talk to you. I mean, yeah, like, theoretically. Yeah.
You have to realize, too, the chances of, like, the odds of the relationships working out are so bad, but the odds of me drinking a Guinness in Ireland is so high. So,
yeah.
I'm not losing anything.
True. That is true.
I mean, I feel like there's disagreement.
I mean, I think you're talking to two guys. I think if you bring a girl onto the show, which, yeah. Do we know any girls by chance? Because that's zero for this guy. But no, I think if you talk to a girl, they'll probably have a different like thought process. I mean, I think us, it's pretty.
Wouldn't you say that every single guy in that show is head over heels for the girl?
Well, actually, here, flip it around. So say you're the bachelor and there's 30 different women.
Same way.
And say the women aren't in there all for the right reasons. Would you be pissed?
No, I would be. I would if I was the guy. Pardon that gas on the other side of the table from Dob. No, I would. You know what's bad about that? I try to go along with it. Like ripping ass during a podcast is normal. I was just about to fly right through it. I'm just ripping butt.
No,
but anywho, no. I'd be thinking the same thing. The odds of finding someone that you're supposed to be with, low. I'd be trying to have fun. Simple as that.
Okay.
Well, they also think the Bachelor. Bachelorette is that they put people in a sexy scenario where you kind of like get interested in the girl because think about it. You're a dude and you gotta compete to get this girl. That's gonna get you more interested in the girl. Like,
would it get you more interested, or would it be more of a turn on
nature?
What if you see like some dude smacking on the girl, just lips kissing, all that? Would that turn you on? Be like, yeah, I want to go after this girl even harder. Or it's like, nah,
to me, hey, yeah,
go ahead, Toby. Take her.
To me, it would just make me think I'm gonna have my fun, and you know, if for whatever reason, she's really liking me and I'm really liking her, great. But, like, your point, I see that.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't see it that way.
What is it? What's, like, the second, like, the penultimate episode where they all have to go into a secret sex tent. They gotta have sex or something.
Secret sex tent.
It's only three sex contestants tent. Left. You know what I'm talking about?
Love suites.
The love suites, yeah.
Go to the sex tent.
So how would you guys handle that situation? Because I know recently there's been some drama about how there's been ultimatums where you can't talk to somebody during the love suite or the sex tent or the making love. How would you guys handle that? Would you give ultimatums out to females or be like, hey, all the sex you want, all the dirty sex you want?
Careful. Careful,
though. All the dirty sex.
I think that was tailored for you.
Your turn. I mean, am I the guy or am I the contestant?
Go both. Yeah. Be a switch hitter.
Either way, I try to get all the dirty love making I could. That's why I wouldn't worry about other people. I just worry about myself. If I can get some, I can get some.
Very classy.
That's hot. Nice.
I can get some. But you can't. What if this person wanted, like, you really like this person, they really like you back,
yeah,
and you knew that, like, hey, you're probably gonna win, or like you'd probably pick her, would you follow through or no?
Oh, like, would you have fun love making with two other girls? The one that you're really interested in.
Would you fold the fun love making if you were raised a person that you would really want to be with, and it's contingent on it?
So I know I want to pick this girl to win.
Yeah, and she tells you no, don't do this with the other.
Don't love make.
Don't fold the love make.
I mean, if I want to be with her, then I'd probably just go with her. I'd probably just kick off the other girl anyway. So I would just.
But you wouldn't love make the other girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a scumbag.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm saying, well, you have the cards of love made, but then the one tells you,
and that girl I like,
yeah, don't, if you don't do it the other two,
we'll be good. Yeah, I want love make.
Scumbag in you?
No, I'm folding those love making cards if the one that I know I want,
yeah,
is saying
that. Okay.
Scumbag in you.
Depends on the situation.
We just grabbed it. Here we go.
No, well, okay. I'm thinking about the situation, and I don't remember the exact season, but there's one, I forget her name, Maddie, I believe. She was the Auburn female, very, very beautiful, very nice thighs. Anywho, she had everything. The basketball, her dad was the basketball coach. She'd go to all the games. She's good looking. Boom. I'm going to fold my cards if she was on the table. Now, if it's just three, you know, then you got to be a scumbag. You know what I'm saying?
What? So in other words, it's exactly what we just said, where if the one is there.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Next time, save the story.
Exactly. Save the story. What? That's it. Save the story. Okay.
Woo.
We went there. Self fun, would you rather? The would you rather, it was $1 million or you die. And that's not it. Mm-hmm. So you get one shot at a free throw.
One shot.
If you make the free throw.
One opportunity.
Yes, Eminem. One shot, you make the free throw, you get $1 million. If you don't make it, you die. Or you get the option of 10 shots from like 125 feet away of golf, and you have to have three on the green. What do you take?
What happens if you don't have it on the green? You die?
Figure it out.
Well, I just want to clarify. I mean, this is about life or death. This is life or death.
125 yards?
Yeah.
How big is the green?
Let's just like go further into it. That was like the rough estimate. So like, think about for yourself, I don't know, say 125 is too easy or too hard for you. Think about like, what is that perfect medium of like 50-50 kind of? Cause like
for us, has, you know our golf game. You'll see 125.
So that's how 125. I think 125 okay. And threes.
What's the wind like? What's the temperature like? What's my line?
What quarter are you on? What quarter are you on? How tall is the rim? I mean, go tug your
well,
goalie.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm asking questions.
Go pull your goalie. I just said
is the grain into the grass? Is the grain not in the grass?
125 green.
What about the elevations?
Free throw.
Elevation.
Same regulation.
Is it an outdoor? Is it an outdoor court? Is it double rim? Is there no net? Is there a net? Is there a backboard?
With that being said, it's a great question. Golf 3 out of 10. I go golf.
4.
Golf.
5.
Free throw.
5 would be the mark.
5's tough.
I think 3 would get a little sweaty.
I could do that.
Okay, let's do this. 3, but now you're 150 away.
Ooh. I would still do 3 out of 10 because that's my pitching wedge.
No, okay. Here we go.
It is. But if you go 9 iron, that's I'm not doing that.
So if the moment
what would be your 9 iron?
Once it gets to like 160,
60.
That's a tough golf shot. You got to square it up
3 times.
Free throws suck though. I know I missed the free throw.
That's the thing, you only get one chance. I think I have a better chance of making the free throw, but you only get one.
I would actually go free throw. I've seen my golf game. I don't trust it.
And I would, okay. I would agree with you. I would want you not to pick.
Okay, you know what?
I would tell you to do the basketball one.
And I would tell you to shut the fuck.
All right, here we go. Now, Dom, you are 100 yards away.
It's not changing.
It doesn't really help him because his pitching wedge is from 30 yards to 100
yards away.
So, correction, 10 shot. Yards to 160.
Exactly. 100 yards away, one shot.
For golf?
10 total shots, one on the green.
For golf? Yeah, compared to one free throw shot?
You do the golf.
No, I'm doing the free throw.
All you need is one out of 10. Changing. So we went from this. We went from 100 yards away,
yeah.
10 shots, two attempts.
Wait,
you start. 100 yards away from the green.
Yep.
10 attempts, two in the green. We declined. We took the free throw.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Referring to you.
I didn't hear that.
You need 2 out of 10 from 100 yards out.
Close.
I would do that one. I think that's what I would do. Yes. I'm confident. I got my friend Tony not on my side. On
you have to roll it up.
As long as it's on the green, it's fine.
I think it's a pretty good number, Dave.
I think 100. I think I'd find 4 competitive shots. 6 will be horrible. I can guarantee you that. 2 will be very close. I think 1 will be on the green. It's just one iffy one that will make it. I think
you would pick.
I think golf. I think I have a better shot. Now, the free throw, I would say this. The free throw, it's challenging, but all 3 of us playing basketball, I have pretty high confidence that we'd make.
Right.
I think between the 3 of us, I think one of us would make the free throw.
Well, it's only you.
I know. But my point is, like, the lowest odds, I think, would be, like, a 30% chance that we make it. Well, I feel like it's more of a 50-50 shot.
Oh, free throw, you definitely more than a 50%. Like, I guarantee you, the amount of people have shot a free throw over 50%.
Yeah.
I think the thing about the free throw that's either good or bad is that you're not sweating 10. Like, I feel like if I missed the first golf shot, I would immediately get a little sweaty. Because, like, there goes one.
I think the opposite.
Yeah.
I like the safety blanket.
Right, I got 9
more. I like the safety blanket.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you miss 3 in a row and it starts to get to you a little bit? When do you start thinking?
5. Once it gets to 5. If I miss 5, I'm done.
Well, because you gotta get 3.
Yeah, but if you missed 4 in a row, you wouldn't start thinking.
Yeah, probably, but I like the safety point too.
How would you die? Is it someone in a tree, like sniping you?
No.
Or is it like a slow, painful death in a pit of alligators?
Trampled by rhino? Yeah, trampled.
So they would escort you from the basketball court or golf course, throw you in a pit,
you go
aka Kevin Hart, get trampled.
You go into the Sahara, rhino not, or the horn not included. You're just getting stomped on. Not
included. Fun fact, well, not really that fun, but back in the day, the torture, there used to be these guys that would train these elephants that would purposely lift the elephant's leg. You would slide, or the person that's going to die would slide his head, put his head on a piece of concrete like so, and the trainer would be like, down. The elephant would smash his head, done, dead.
That sucks.
1600 torture right there.
That sucks.
That's incredible. That is so horrible. Anyway.
How did you go?
Stomped by. Yeah.
Stomped by Luigi.
Oh. Yeah.
Jeez.
There's another one too. I don't know if I'm going to keep going.
I'm interested, but.
All right. One more. I'll save the rest for later. But there used to be, it's like the 1800s. They formed this bowl. It's like this metal bowl, like a riding bowl. But it'd be metal.
Oh, the animal.
Like the animal. Yep. And they purposely put this like hatch right in the middle, kind of like the gut. So they throw the victim into the gut of the bull. So literally the victim is, in the fetal position in this bull. They would move the bull over a fireplace, like some kind of pit of fire, light it on fire, and purposely have holes through the bull's like nose. So you could hear the victim scream.
Oh.
As it burns to death in a bowl.
I'm getting stomped by the elephant in 4. You get right? Stomped, you're done. You burn in friggin' metal. Oh my god.
Yeah.
No way. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting stomped.
Pretty crazy. That's human civilization right there.
I don't absolutely believe anything you just said there. But I would agree. I'd choose the elephant.
Yeah, where did you hear this from?
This was a fun Facebook video I found. I'm not going to lie. It was 20 minutes long. It was on the History Channel. I watched every second. It was so intriguing. But it was History Channel. They had a little H in the corner.
Learned something new.
But I was intrigued.
Well, we've only got time for one more segment. I'm thinking it's draft time. Let's go.
Ooh.
That's right.
Draft time.
What was that? Oh, the Angry Wasp. Anyway. Let's go with this. Just be fun. Today's draft is specific parts of a fast food meal. You can't take the restaurant. You can't take
the ideas. I like this one. This is good.
Parts of
the meal. This is good. I like this.
Take parts of the meal.
How many parts can we choose?
Is it 5 or 3? Or should we go 4, like an actual meal? 1, 2, 3, or maybe 3?
I like that. Oh, like an entree?
Entree, yeah,
2 sides.
Appy. An entree, a dessert, and a drink.
Appy,
entree. So you want to throw dessert in there.
Fuck yeah, I'll throw dessert in there. Dessert would be 4. Side would be 3.
Yeah.
Let's do 5.
All right, so 5. Should we go in that order as far as, like, you have to choose an appy first?
I like that.
This is tough. What's fast food?
Can it be any restaurant? Can it be any restaurant?
Any fast food?
Fast foods serve appetizers?
I feel like they just
can we shoot any restaurant?
We could, but.
Because I don't know any appetizers from.
Well, just do 2 sides. Because fast food, they have all kinds of random sides. Just do an appetizer, 2 sides, dessert, and a drink.
I want an entree.
Oh, that's well, oh, not the appetizer. My bad. Entree, 2 sides, dessert.
I like, yeah. Sorry,
so we're going
entree, 2 sides,
2 sides, dessert, drink.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited. Entrees first.
Okay. Who's kicking us up?
Let's spin this.
Spin.
Dom first.
Dom is first.
Vince second.
Mike has been spun. I am next.
Okay. First. So I got to go appetizer first?
No. Entree.
Or entree. My bad. Entree.
Entree.
Ooh.
I feel like the entree kind of dictates where your dessert goes.
Absolutely not. I can go anywhere with this.
I agree. I like diversity.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so, okay, we're not going to try to plan it around the entree. It's more of just get the very best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever you think.
We're doing value picks.
I get it.
I'm going to go. It's not going to be a fan favorite, and it probably shouldn't be number one, but I'm going to do it solely because this is me. I am going to go juicy,
don't do it.
Sweaty,
no.
Greasy.
That's exactly what I would.
Hothead burrito. Oh, that would be my number one. That would be my number one.
Fuck. Are you kidding?
Hothead burrito.
I would choose that over a McDonald's burger, Arby's sandwich. Hothead.
I'm trying to think of the burritos out there in the world.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of all the burritos you could get out there in the world.
Oh. Easy Wendy's.
Hothead.
Mm-hmm. That'd be my number one.
You're disgusting.
All right.
Me personally.
Oh, here. Is it you or?
It's me.
Okay.
I think there's only one or two ways you can go with this. I'm not going to give it away because I don't feel like helping you. So, but I'm going to go the pizza route.
Oh.
Versatile entree.
Mm. Interesting.
I think one of the best fast food pizzas out there is Little Caesars. I'm going to go with the classic pepperoni pizza. There it is.
Wow. Interesting.
You heard it here?
Very interesting.
You heard it? Here.
I'm drooling just thinking of my entree.
And you have a side coming up right after.
And
you
a
got,
side.
You got two picks.
Well, and here's the thing. Anthony knows a lot about sides and entrees.
Hey, oh, yeah, you do.
I can't wait to get to my dessert pick. my entree. Jeez. Double cheeseburger from Five Guys with mustard, ketchup, bacon, cheese. I got beef, vinegar, and oil.
Is that fast food, though?
I got beef with Five
Guys. Oh, you wait 20 minutes.
Fast food. We added restaurants to it.
No, I
thought
Five
Guys fast food.
I thought this was a strictly fast food.
That's not in America.
Yeah.
Is it fast food? I mean, we might have
it. Should be.
I would actually say
how much different is Hothead from Five Guys?
Hothead has drive-throughs. Hothead has drive-throughs. The one in Kentucky does. No.
I'm sure there's a Five Guys that has a drive-thru.
Let's allow it.
Because this
Thank
is
you.
My friggin' podcast.
It is Juggernaut's podcast.
I respect
I'm going to allow it.
If this is on Nooks, not allowed. Absolutely not.
Anyway, my side.
Yeah, what's the next fat thing you're using? But I don't like it.
This is, okay. I don't want to get shit for this, but this is my list. So I'm going straight to the Popeye's biscuit with butter.
Oh, dear great
God,
pick. That
dear
is,
God.
That's such a good pick.
How dare you?
That was on my list. No. That was on my list.
Throw away your french fries.
Oh.
Throw away, I don't know, anything, chips, whatever.
Forget everything you knew about the side.
Buttered biscuits from my Louisiana friend.
The great pick. That is such a good pick. Thank you. I'm not gonna lie, I had two of them the other day.
Go ahead.
That's a ridiculous pick.
No, great. So good.
Mind you,
good
it's
pick.
So dry.
Good pick.
It's just
I love
fluff.
It.
Fluff.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. I can tell you do like it.
What's your side?
I'm going with the fry.
From
I'm not gonna let that slide.
Yeah, this
from.
Is big from where
I know. Now it's and I'll be honest, I think it's tougher than what you think.
Watch him go Taco Bell.
I'm not gonna go Mexican for a fry. Hot take: when it's done correct, I'm gonna take a Rally's fry. You heard
that's
it right
a great
here.
Call
right here.
Viewers, that's two hand,
you heard
two high fives.
You heard
yes, did you forget about McDonald's?
No.
Did you forget about Arby's?
One Rally's. Fry beats
Rally's is so good.
The
yes.
only one in contention yep. was a McDonald's fry, but I think consistency. And I have never had a bad Rally's fry. Had a bad
yes.
McDonald's fry.
Yep, and those aren't good.
Now I would say the best. I would say when McDonald's makes it their best way, I think it's a better fry, but.
You would put McDonald's over a good rally fry? Like when say like
right.
when they're
when done oh, okay. right, okay. I'd take a McDonald's fry.
But interesting.
Consistency day in, night out, give me the rally's fry.
Very interesting. Okay.
And I'm liking that pick. It's a young kid.
Okay. And I have two sides right here.
Yeah, you have your second side.
Okay. I started off with the hothead burrito. This has to be one of the sides, underrated side, flying under the radar. When done right, Taco Bell, cheese, and chips.
Good pick.
Solid pick.
It's a solid pick.
Good pick.
Solid pick.
Next side?
Next side, I would go. I do have to throw a fry in there.
Good.
I'm going to be devilish. I'm going to throw an Arby's fry. I really am.
Good. It's a good French fry.
That's what I'm doing.
That's a good fry.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a similar route to Dom, but I do think there's a difference. I think I think queso is different than cheese. I'm going to go chips and queso from – give me Moe's in there. I'm going to take chips and queso from Moe's.
Jeez, I'm not going to lie. This is one of the most overrated things I've ever had in my life. Where's this kid shit off?
I'm tired of the grunting.
Such a shit.
I'm tired of the moaning.
Oh.
You got to believe in something sometimes.
I just thought of one. Arby's mozzarella sticks. Fly under the radar, too.
It's not.
Would you take it, though?
It's really not.
I'm just saying it's flying under the radar. It's not.
But would you take
it? No. I'd consider it.
They're not good. But
I'd consider it. I won't take it, but I'd consider it.
All right.
You have a dessert and a side.
Oh. Pick with my side first. You know, surprise. You know, I like carbs. Little Caesars, crazy, bro. So buttery, so garlicky.
You've had it raw.
I like it.
I
think it tasted fine.
You're taking it over like a Burger King fry.
I don't eat fries.
No, see, onion I
would garlicky bread.
Ooh, see, like I don't know. If I were to do it again, I think I might do the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
Those are very good.
Those are really good.
Their cheese sticks are amazing. That I'd even consider over chips and queso because
I'd allow you to substitute that. Awesome. You can go ahead and substitute that.
I would definitely.
Oh, dessert. Buckle up.
Dessert. By far the creamiest dessert, most flavor.
Cake or ice cream?
Taco Bell.
Oh.
Cinnamon.
Oh.
Delight.
No.
Oh.
No.
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 They are so damn disgusting.
Get on a tray. They're so
no.
damn good. Get on a tray.
They're so damn good.
No.
Cinnamon delight.
No.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
No.
So, no.
No.
You have no right. How dare you?
Get
they
out
are
of here.
Off.
What is wrong
God,
with
they're
you?
So good.
Disgusting.
How dare you? Ugh. Run a mile.
That is so gross.
It's
so I'm interested here. You got a dessert.
For dessert,
it melts in your mouth. Cinnamon blast in your mouth.
Donut. That's I'm actually shocked on. Now, what I'm going with, which makes sense, dessert, ice cream, you really can't beat it.
Oh, here we go.
This could be iffy, but if not, I got a very quick substitute. The Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Oh, Christ.
Easy.
Oh, Christ.
Easy.
Shit pick.
Easy.
It's like fine pick.
No, you gave it. You just gave it.
Forgettable pick.
Honestly, I got flavors. I can run with that shit.
Okay.
Unless you want me to get specific, because I got no problem.
Okay.
Hmm.
Dessert for you?
Easy pick for me.
Here.
And it's something that you guys just threw just right away. Right away from the thought process. A drive-through.
Oh, no. Don't say it.
Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Why Krispy Kreme?
Their donuts.
You
could have
picked any other place, and I would have been fine with it.
No, Krispy Kreme's
what
glazed
you know what?
Donuts.
I was gonna ask you other place, but you
fantastic.
Cafe Donuts number one.
Oh
best
my
donut.
God! No. Jeez.
I would love to talk in 50 minutes on how donuts are overrated. But I'm not
okay. Krispy Kreme's
donut,
so good.
Not a terrible pick.
Drinks.
So, let me just run through my list real quick. Hothead burrito, Arby fry. Chips and queso from Taco Bell, Krispy Kreme donut,
and a drink.
Top it off, Baja Blast. Too easy.
Yeah, good pick.
I went with a Little Caesar's pizza. I'm surprised everyone took a Taco Bell. That's kind of hard to take. But anyway, I went with a pizza, Rally fry with a chips and queso, hard pass in the cheesy sticks, and then I went with the Blizzard.
And then?
Blank. And you said?
I said Baja.
Yeah, King.
I mean, that's no. King, yeah. It's too fucking easy.
Tell you what, I mean, I got guts with Rally, so I'll get guts with this one. A Coke from
Magic.
Rudy's.
Oh yeah!
Wow!
Great, you yeah. heard it
over
great
Magic Walk. I'm great actually
pick.
Surprised by that one.
Sting.
Great pick.
It stings
over Magic Walk.
Oh yeah!
Good pick.
Oh, wow!
I had refills of that shit.
Good pick.
So good.
Underrated too. I don't know if you guys have had that root that beer.
So fat.
Root beer at Rudy's is yeah. really good too. I like that one a lot.
I can't compromise their Coke.
That's fine. That's mad respect. I can't. Mad that. Respect.
All right, my last pick.
Great segment, by the way.
Great segment. Great. I can speak volumes about how people say.
I appreciate that.
You know, like, you're thinking, oh, yeah, what's he going to pick? Oh, what soda's he going to pick? He's picking everything fat so far. Nope. Tropical smoothie, fruit blast. As my drink. Delicious. It's delicious.
Over any soda.
It's good for me. It tastes delicious.
Cut it.
And it would. It. No. And it would quench my burger after this I'm done.
You have got to be kidding me. Out of all the sodas you could choose from.
No, it's good. Tropical smoothie. Boom. It serves as.
Boom.
It could be it's a drink. But it could replace a meal. It's so good and filling.
You're delicious. You're not selling the viewers. You're selling us too. We're fat fucks. We want to hear a soda.
Well, yeah. Well, I have lost my appetite after hearing something so healthy.
It's delicious.
Yeah, but any last things you want to say before closing off on the podcast?
Good.
I will say this: Randy Arozarena plus 1100. Okay. Lock it in for the home run derby. That's your winner.
Gamble responsibly. This has been another episode of Vince's Verdict. Till next time.
Nice. All righty.